I guess my pronouncements against Mailbox yesterday were deemed unreasonable, and okay, I ranted. I get that. By the way, that ticking you hear is my turn signal. But just imagine this, though, if you will, and this is the last I'm going to say on this. If every app had the Mailbox-style thing where, first of all, they hype it for 10 months, and then they finally release the bloody app, and you download it, and now you're on a waiting list with 300,000 people ahead of you. I mean, as of yesterday, I think maybe 20,000 people have gone off the list in front of me. It's not going real quick. So, I'm just saying, if that became the default method of new app launches in the App Store, now start to think about how you would appreciate that and whether or not it would be overreactionary to be annoyed by it. And I think it's perfectly fine to be annoyed by it. I think it's a stupid model. Okay, into that. I was listening to Phoneboy Speaks today, and he was talking about jailbreaking on iOS and how he felt like if you're going to jailbreak, just get an Android device. And I kind of agree with that. I'm with him. I don't see the point in jailbreaking an iPhone. I really don't. You're just making it so you can't have malwares. You know? It's just stupid. I agree iOS needs updated in some ways. But there's nothing that I've wanted so badly that I'm willing to make it so I can't keep my phone secure. I mean, it's a little computer. And with iOS devices, you have less transparency into what's going on your device than you do with your Mac or whatever. Now, granted, if you jailbreak, you take some of that problem away because then you can get in there and you can see more about what's going on your phone. But still, I'm pretty sure a lot of people that jailbreak don't have the sophistication to understand when something bad's going wrong. Because, for example, I know a friend of mine has kids that constantly jailbreak their devices, and they're doing it, I'm pretty sure, not positive, but I'm pretty sure they're doing it so they can get apps, so they can pirate apps, basically. And they've also, those same kids have infected their home computers with malware before, their Windows PCs. And so they're the type of people that know half the equation. They know the, here's what I want to do and here's how to do it. My friends will help me figure that out. But they're not understanding the other half of the equation, which is the security aspect of it. And here's what can happen and here's what will happen. And oops, here's what did happen. Oops. Imagine my surprise. So that's the kind of thing that comes to mind when I think of jailbreaking, is a whole lot of people that don't know what they're doing. Now, granted, I'm sure there are people who do know what they're doing, but it's still riskier even if you know what you're doing. You're basically making your phone less secure. And maybe Phoneboy and I are just crotchety old men, but I don't think it's worth it. So far, iOS has been able to do it. You know, that does sound old. It's been able to do everything I wanted to do. I understand that, but seriously, it has. I just don't need to, so I'm not judging. Okay, fine, I'm judging you. Screw you all. If you're jailbreaking your phones, you should be tossed into the middle of the earth in a molten lava. No, I'm just kidding. But I do agree with his premise that if you're going to be doing that, you're probably a better candidate for an Android phone. And now I want to talk about the police. It's interesting to me when we were watching the local news, they were talking about this guy who got misidentified as this ex-LA police officer they're looking for, and they dragged him out and handcuffed him, and then once they, But nobody on the local news was talking about the woman that got shot in the back and the other woman that got shot at by the police. Hello? I'm sorry the guy got handcuffed incorrectly, but at least he didn't get shot in the back. You think these guys are overreacting a little? You think maybe they're just out to kill him? I don't think this guy's ever going to see the inside of a courtroom. If they find this guy, he's dead. And by the way, maybe they found him already. I don't know, because I haven't been paying attention this morning. But yeah, he's toast. They want him dead. Killing people's wrong. I don't condone this guy. He's not a hero to me. But he was certainly right about corruption within the department, I'm sure. And their overreaction and their unprofessional response shows that they've got some massive problems there. And I gotta go. I'm out of time.